Hello, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 215 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast for the Game for the Elderly. I am your host this week, Mike Chin, aka Chinny, aka Get Out of My House, You Twat. Joining me this week, to my virtual left, is Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello.
How are you, Rich?
Lunatics running the asylum. I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. This is going to be a look. We're going to mess this show right up tonight. Because it's just me and you.
It is indeed.
Christopher Matthew has got important. He's saving the America because, you know, that's what he does. And Greg is in Vegas. So.
At a fetish convention.
Probably. Wasn't he messaging us about some weird dildo thing that he had going on or something?
Last I heard, he was being spanked with a leather paddle by a German businessman.
Yeah. Well, what we get up to in our spare time, Rich.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to say that.
It's just up to them, isn't it? You know, it's up to him what he wants to do.
Tis. Tis indeed.
So, I don't know how this is going to go, to be honest, Primrose.
Can't go any worse than the April Fools.
Not well. Yeah. I think not well. Probably not well. But yeah, we might as well start with what we are playing.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
Yep. Games. Oh. Go on then, Primrose. I'll let you take the
Me
stage.
First.
Yep.
Okay. Playing more Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. Still liking it. Still liking it a lot.
Finished it yet?
I think I'm really close to the end.
Do you want to say a word that might give me a clue but not give it away?
A lot of the enemies have got swords now.
Yeah, you're pretty close to the end.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
Yes.
Getting there. I reckon you, if you're where I think you are, what, about an hour?
Okay.
An hour or something?
Yeah. I'm loving how everything upgrades and gives you more on the weapons from. I keep thinking that an achievement's going to pop because I've fully bought all of
this. Everything, yeah.
But no, it tells you you've
then
now.
You have got a grenade launcher on the bow and all this. Yeah.
So I've just picked up the exploding arrows for the bow. So it's good. Enjoying it. Like it.
Because you upgrade the bow and then at some point that guy just goes, oh, here's my bow. It's even better. And you look at it and you go, sick. So it does have a bit of that in the game. So you enjoying Tomb Raider, Primrose?
Yes, I am. I am a lot. Yes, I'm enjoying the chambers. I'm enjoying seeking the chambers out because
the tomb things.
Yeah, because you get loads of XP for that when you beat them, and a lot of them aren't too challenging, so it's well worth doing them. Because I found that I've been able to get loads of other stuff.
I just did them anyway, and I think there was one point in the game where, like, I just explored. I just stopped progressing the story. And just explored everything, and got loads of, you know, the GPS things, loads of killed loads of animals because you get loads of cogs and gears when you get out of them. And just went exploring and did all the tombs and everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't really struggle for, you know, the XP and scout the salvage stuff.
I never read achievements. But I found myself at one point in the game just in a cave shooting at rats. And an achievement popped for it.
What, shooting rats?
Yeah.
Really?
I was shooting loads of rats with my bow. And then all of a sudden something popped for it.
There's a weird achievement where, like, you go on this. I was kind of going along this beach pit and I was killing people, and I got an achievement, and it was for killing, like, a certain crab.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah, those crabs on the beach, weren't they? Yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah.
And I killed this, like, crab, apparently, and he just went, oh, yeah, you're getting an achievement for killing that crab.
Yeah.
That's a random one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty good, yeah?
Yeah, enjoying it. Enjoying it a lot. Like the story's coming out quite well as well. I'm not finding myself too bothered by the acting now. Probably because something happened in the story. Somebody that was getting under my skin is no more. that's.
I don't think you could spoil it any more than that. that's pretty major spoilers. But I'm not editing it out because I don't care. Yeah. So, have you tried the multiplayer?
No, I've not.
Good. Keep it that way.
No,
I've not. It is awful.
No.
Greg will say, "Oh, it's serviceable." Like, no, it's terrible.
If it's serviceable, you won't be playing it the following week.
No, like I didn't. I played it for an hour. I was like, "This is boring." Move on.
I want a multiplayer to come along. I don't think we're going to get it until the new consoles come. I'm hoping that new consoles will reinvigorate everybody. Will it be being willing to jump on something else? But you know,
I just don't get into multiplayer games as much anymore.
I love it when you get like a community one there that everybody jumps on and you can switch your thing on and just tag
like
along.
Like everybody's playing that.
Yeah.
Because that happened when Halo 3 came out. That was like a bit of a thing. But look, Call of Duty 4 was the big one, wasn't it? Where you switch on your Xbox, like people are playing Call of Duty 4 and that's it. And you jump in, it's fun.
Red Dead Redemption though. Remember that?
Red Dead Redemption was... Yeah, I remember we had about a month where we just kept on playing it constantly.
Yeah.
That was fun. Gears as well. Like, Gears 2 a little bit. Like, I had a little bit of that. And then, like, 3 is a better multiplayer. And Judgment is a good multiplayer as well, right? Really like Judgment multiplayer. But I just can't be arsed with the multiplayer. Like, it feels a bit done. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter which multiplayer you play. It all feels a bit done for me. I'm not that for. Is it just me or what?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think a new idea needs to come along. I'm hoping that this whole thing that it's going to come to consoles eventually, but the whole idea of something like DayZ, where you can have a persistent world that, you know, you're constantly joining back in with people that you know.
DayZ is going to come.
Yeah.
Even maybe not in the form of DayZ, but a game like that will come.
Yeah,
it's just this awesome world that you can get lost in. There's no agenda, there's no objective. It's just survive.
There's a couple being formed, and I'm not going to say I can't think of any names at the minute, but there seems like there's an idea in the background with devs about the whole thing about being a survivor type thing. But the interesting thing I was reading about, there's one game where you're actually building up your own fortifications and stuff like that, which I think could bring a bit of the Minecraft to it.
What game is this?
I can't remember the name of it. There was something I was reading about not long ago. And I know, you know, you've got Fortnite that, you know, it seems like it's an idea that a couple of people, you know, developers are tapping into. There's Fortnite coming out from Epic. Yeah, that's tower defenser-ish, isn't it? And I'm sure that's going to have like a multiplayer type thing. You know, something that you've got Horde where you're building like your own.
Horde mode was great. Remember Gears 2 when it came out with Horde? It was just different, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Need a bit more of that. A bit more of that.
But yeah, Tomb Raider multiplayer sucks. That's just the way it is. I'm afraid. What else have you been playing, Primrose?
I've been playing...
It's going to be a short show, by the way, listeners.
On the multiplayer front,
I'm just telling the listeners, this will be a short show. I am not planning to be here for very long. So, yeah. Deal with it, Greg. Deal with it. Hashtag deal with it.
Yeah, I've been playing a Battle Block Theatre.
Yes.
Specifically, I've been playing it co-op. Local co-op with my son.
Ah, right. Is he addicted to it?
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. It's fun playing co-op with a youngster for probably about 10 minutes. Then it gets very frustrating when, right, the idea my son's got about playing local co-op is he's going to run as far away from me as possible and collect as many things as it's a competition. He doesn't see the whole idea of
competitive.
You've got to help each other, get as many of these jewels as possible and clear the room and get a good grade.
Well, kids aren't really like that, though, are they?
No.
Look, Jimmy, my nephew Jimmy's like, I'm good at this, aren't I? You know, I'm look how many, look, I've got so many kills. Look how good I am. And it's always about how many kills you got. Like, are you better than me? How old is your kid?
He's nearly seven. He's seven.
There you
tomorrow.
Go.
Tomorrow is James' birthday.
Look, Jimmy's eight. So, you know, it's that same mentality where he's been like that for a while, like 2-3 years, where he just wants to kind of win all the time. And I'm adamant about making him lose, learning how to lose.
Yeah.
Which sounds a bit negative. I don't want him to be too used to it, but I think, you know, schools don't learn kids how to lose anymore. And he always like tries to cheat and win, and I'm like, no, you lost, that's it. I don't give him any slack.
I'll tell you what I did recently, which was very good, because I did it about 2 years back. I put the controller in the hands and tried to get James to play Portal.
Oh yeah.
And he'd not got the whole thing that we've spoken about before with first person. It's probably one of the hardest thing to learn on a joypad. Mm. Is that orientation of the camera and moving.
Using both sticks at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. But 2 years down the line now, I tried him with Portal again.
Right.
And he absolutely kicks ass on the joypad now.
Yeah.
And he can use it. And that was great. It was great to watch him just play that sort of puzzle game.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved it. He got engrossed in it, you know, and for, you know, about an hour and a half, just went through the levels, was talking about how to get through them, and I made a point of not taking the controller off him and just pointing things out and saying, look, what do you think you do with that? And that was great. So, yeah, his development in gaming is coming on a treat.
I remember the first game I showed Jimmy and made him play, pretty much, was N+.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because he was really young.
Yeah.
And he just... He just looked. He kept on watching me play stuff, and he just wanted to have a go. And I thought, N+ is a good game because you can just jump around and stuff. And I made a custom level, and I just made a big square and some platforms, and I just gave him the controller. And he just jumped around, and it was just funny. And I remember the first, because bear in mind, right. Gears of War came out in 2006. Jimmy was 2 when the first Gears of War came out.
Right, yeah.
Which is ridiculous, right? Yeah. He picks up Gears of War Judgment now and nails it. Just no problem. Playing as well as I would, you know? Like, not struggling, dying just as often as I would and getting kills just as often. And really good kills as well, you know? He's pretty advanced. And it's just amazing to see, like, even that couple of years that you're talking about at school, where those 2 years where they just make a massive difference. He wasn't that confident on online gaming before. He used to do all the bots and stuff.
Yeah.
But now he just doesn't bother him at all.
Yeah.
And Maddie's the same. My niece, she's a massive gamer.
Yeah, she's the Minecrafter, isn't she?
It's all Terraria now.
All right, yeah.
It's all Terraria. They love it.
Yeah. So the Battle Block Theatre.
Yes.
So the things that are great with the game, I'm finding hard to teach my son, but he is getting into it now, is there's a couple of decent mechanics. When you play it co-op, I'm not sure if they're actually changing the levels. I think they're just changing the placement of the jewels, which is very clever in how they do it, because what they do is they put certain jewels beyond your reach, and the only way you can get them is by co-oping together, because what you've got is there's a mechanism for if I walked up to my son, if he holds down the right trigger, he holds his arm out and basically can grab you and fling you up in the air. And then you've got the old classic of being able to jump on top of the person so they can move to a certain position. You can jump on their head and then carry on. But this flinging action works really well. And then there's also, as well, they put in platforms where one person has to tread on it, and then a group of ice blocks will spread out, and then the other person can go across, reach another trigger, and then send the ice blocks out for them. So it's pretty nifty in how it's incorporating the co-op play.
So what's like the, like, because these are the people that made Castle Crashers, right?
Yes.
So in Castle Crashers, it was from left to right, hacky slashy RPG.
Yep.
Co-op game.
Yep.
What is this?
This is, it's rooms with platforms.
Is it side on, above?
It's basically, imagine that you've got a grid of squares, yeah? So you say it's a nine square grid. Yep. You start off and you're in the bottom left-hand corner, and then you'll move along and it'll scroll. Does a wicked job as well. You know that irritating thing you used to get in some games where they always have to cope with what happens if somebody moves too far away? Well, this one does it brilliantly. It doesn't split the screen or anything. It just basically starts gradually zooming out, and it does it beautifully.
Okay.
So you could get to the point where you are just tiny, tiny figures on the map.
Sweet. So it scales.
Same thing. Yeah, it scales nicely.
Cool.
So it is. It's just you go into a room. That's your level. You hop about on the platforms. You get designated amount of jewels, but you're always trying to pop for the extra ones to get an A grade. And there's always a couple of bonus items on there as well, like a ball of wool or a hat. The hat's a weird one because once you collect it, it's not just a question of collecting it. You carry it. And if you die, because you've got infinite lives, if you die, you drop it where you dropped it. So if you want that one, you've got to go back to wherever you dropped it, pick it up again, and then you've got to eventually carry it to the exit. It's the old gnome type idea.
Mm. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. So
is it a hit for you?
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. It's definitely one of them ones that you know.
I brought the twins on this. Are they going to go crazy for it?
Yeah, yeah, they'd love it. If they love Castle Crashers, it's got the same humour and everything. I think I spoke about it last week. But going into it more now, because I've played a bit more of it, the gameplay is solid. It's really good.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's well worth playing.
What else you been gaming?
Brief gaming. I saw the trailer at the weekend for the new...
Yeah,
Blops 2 Uprising.
I saw the trailer and I had no idea what it was like, and I was watching. I thought, is this an arcade game? Like, because it looks to me, the trailer just makes it out to be an arcade game, as like a zombie horde arcade game. I was like, what's this? And then it had Ray Liotta at the end. It's got all these stars in it, and I'm like, Ray Liotta as well. This is massive budget. Like, how can a arcade? And then it went Call of Duty. And I was like, of course. What am I thinking?
Yeah. So it's I saw the trailer like you, and that got me interested in it instantly. So it's Uprising. So it's a map pack, and you get the zombies with it. Now the zombies is had a bit of a twist, as you just mentioned there. So it's set in Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Michael Madsen of Reservoir Dogs fame. He's in it. It's also got Ray Liotta. Character modelling on both of them are brilliant as well.
Yeah, they look fantastic. Yeah.
Within the first 2 minutes, you see Michael Madsen on the shitter, which I've never seen before in any of his movies. But that's an eye opener. It's got Joe Pantolini, who was in Sopranos, and he's also in The Matrix.
So I'm not familiar with The Sopranos, so I didn't.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of films. He's your stereotypical Italian-American gangster type. But in The Matrix, he wasn't. He was the double-crosser in it.
Was he the guy that kind of was corrupt in the real world as well? That guy, or...?
Yeah, he's the one that was steering the ship and basically double-crosses him. I can't remember his name. God, it's been that many years since I watched that film.
Whatever. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And another guy who has been in a number of gangster films. I can't remember. I think it was actually, it might have been Goodfellas, but anyway.
Chase Palminteri, is it that?
That's the one, yeah.
All right.
He's been in a lot of gangster films.
Usual Suspects, A Bronx Tale. God, that film.
Yes, he was the copper in Usual Suspects.
A Bronx Tale was a terrible film. Can we agree on this?
Yeah, that was that the Robert De Niro one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
God, that was awful.
Yeah.
He's been, what else has he been in? He's been in stuff. He's done things.
Yes.
He's had a job here and there.
Yeah. So, the man that let Kaiser Soze go. Yeah, he's in it. Where do I start with this? Because I've only played it.
Is it local fun?
On my own.
Is it fun?
It's good. It's got a brilliant opening and everything. But you know the one thing about zombies at the minute? It's so fucking confusing.
Why?
Before, zombies used to be, hold up this area, get some cash together, open this door, and then you can move to another area. Yeah. Learn how to hold that area up, then eventually...
Well, to me, that was complicated. Moments. Remember World at War, when it was just a room?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a room, and you could buy stuff on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. But
we sound like old men.
Yeah, well, it can branch off. But now there's all sorts of different dynamics in it. That you have to collect certain items. And these things don't stick out like a sore thumb. I believe I heard somebody saying something about there's a map in it. Maybe it's easier when you're playing co-op. But I ain't got time to be trying to find where I'm finding this stuff when I've got zombies coming at me. They've developed this idea of the zombies, and I think I've got lost because I've not played it for long enough. So
go on, mate.
I need somebody like GH Rocker to talk me through.
No. See, the thing is, you don't, because they don't care. They just blah, 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 and this is what you do. And then, Naruto, right? So they don't explain things, right? People who know what they're doing, they're just, blah, 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 that's the XP, that's the. But what you need to do is play with someone who's an equal level with you, so you can progress.
And suss it out.
Together. It's because I always don't have Blops 2 anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because it got stolen by fuckers. I'm dying to play this game. Like, I was really looking, I was enjoying the single player, I was about halfway through, and one thing I was really looking forward to was the zombies. I planned it out. I was going to play it with Marsh, and I was really looking forward to it. Never got around to it, and I feel now that, yeah, like you, Skull, I'm a bit lost with it all, because this has come out now, and this has evolved even more. So I don't even know where to start with it. But hey, you know, first world problems.
Yeah. There's an interesting mechanic they've put in there as well, and I don't know if this is just because I was playing it on my own or if it applies to when you're playing co-op, but the idea of it is if you die in this, you're basically like a ghost. So think Left 4 Dead. When you're waiting to respawn as a zombie, you can wander around wherever you want for where your spawn point is.
Yep.
Right, well, this one, you've got a fixed spawn point of wherever you fell down, but there's like a timer. So you're ethereal, and you're wandering around, and you can actually zap zombies that are crowded around you. So it makes it easier for when you get up with your gun and start popping them off again. So that was quite neat. I like that, and it doesn't, you know, when you die, it doesn't cost you anything. I just think you've got a number of respawns, and when they run out, that's it. But I thought that was quite nice. Because a lot of the time, I can remember when you play it co-op, it is sometimes frustrating if you've got to wait right to the end of the round to get back into the...
You know what? Like, in general, really, I haven't played zombies that much.
No.
In general, like, across all the games.
Yeah.
I haven't really played it that much.
Yeah.
But people love it. I know people love it.
Yeah, I got really into it when World at War was out.
Yeah. For me, it was an afterthought. I played it and I was like, yeah, that'd be fun if I played it with someone and I had no one to play it with. And then I cried.
Yeah. There was a great glitch.
Oh, was
in World at War.
Yeah.
And I've got to admit, I'll hold my hands up to it. me and the guys that I used to play with, you know, we took full advantage of it. There's a, you, if you put a bouncing Betty down at the vending machine,
right,
and stood next to it, basically there was a glitch where it blew you back, and you could pick up as if you was bought, as long as you bought a weapon when the claymore was blow, when the bouncing Betty was blowing up, it added to your inventory, so you could carry as many guns as you wanted instead of just having two, and that was awesome.
Yeah. I can imagine.
So, yeah, so yeah, that's when I was really into it, when I could cheat.
Yeah, makes it easier.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not online. It's not. You're only cheating yourself.
That's what. That's what your parents say when you're on exams and stuff. Yeah, you're only cheating yourself.
Yeah. So that's it. That's what I've
cool.
been.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll dive into what I've been playing. Did I talk about it last week? I played Darksiders 2.
Yes.
Now, Darksiders 2. You know, it's a sequel, obviously. And last week, I think I was pretty, not positive, but not negative. I was pretty meh about the game. It's a kind of a mature Zelda, for people that don't know, with a God of War combat. So I'm very far in it now. And this is what I need to say about Dark Souls 2. Fuck you. Fuck you, Darksiders 2. I am not enjoying this game. To the point...
Has it got a lot of backtracking like the first one?
It's just got a lot of fucking faff. Just, oh, faff. Dude, the thing that I'm on now is ridiculous, right? So, listen to this, Primrose.
Okay.
I'm in a maze. And when you say maze in a video game, right, you think, this isn't going to be fun. Mazes aren't fun in games. Mazes are poor game design. Just lazy stuff. All right? But it's not a maze. It's like sort of a portal maze, right? So
which they had that. There was one point in the last one where you
there's a portal gun.
To, yeah,
well. Yeah. There was kind of like a portal gun in the last one, but with this one, so you have to go to each level. So you're in this like battle arena. You go through a portal and you're in a battle arena. It's just a square, right? And behind these gates, it's got north, south, east and west, with a portal on each of them. And then you have to kill all the enemies, and then the gates drop down, and then you go through the right one, and you have to do a certain pattern to get to the next level. Alright? Bear in mind, killing all these enemies is hard, frustrating, and difficult when you've got nothing. And I'm like grasping at straws when I'm picking up health here, and I'm really struggling to survive, like, each wave. And I'm only on level... You have to do this, like, different levels. I'm only on level 3. And there's 10 levels.
Ooh.
10. Right, and you can go the wrong way as well. So if you go south, then you mean... Because sometimes, to go to level 2 from 1, you have to do a pattern, like, east and west. You have to go east and then west. So you go east, fight some battles... Then go west, fight some more battles, and then you're through. But
surely if you go east and then west, then you're back where you are.
No, stop. Well, it's a different area. Or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. Who cares? North and west, then. Jeez.
All right.
So, yeah, you do that. It's not, like, persistent like that. You kind of go into another area. Anyway, but you can get it wrong. So you might have to backtrack and do different things. So I went online. I went, I'm not fucking fighting people I don't need to fight. So I just looked for the right way to go. But even with the right way to go, I was still struggling. And I thought, I'm going to do something I very, very rarely do. I'm going to knock the difficulty down.
Ooh.
From normal to easy, right? And I don't know if I'm not playing it right. I don't know if I've not upgraded something right. I don't know if I'm missing some shit. I feel like I'm missing something. The game is still fucking hard on easy.
Have you got a silver sword?
No. All right, and I'm just like, what's going on? I'm on easy now. And it feels like they looked at, what's the game? Dark Souls, and went, oh, let's make it hard. All right, but look, I'm not playing this for a hard game. If I'm playing Dark Souls, I know that I'm going to die a lot. You know, that's the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But with this, like, I want to progress, and it's just boring. Like, the combat isn't civilized enough for it to be, like, interesting. There's not enough tactics there. You know, it's just hack, 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 hack. You know, dive out of the way and use one of your attacks that gives you a little bit of health and all this. It's just nothing interesting about it. It's just repetitive. And, like, the dungeons are very repetitive. Like, they're just grey wall, stone, rubble, grey wall, stone, rubble. You get a bomb, throw the bomb, shoot the bomb, climb, grey wall, bomb. And it's just boring. Fucking boring.
How many hours are you putting into it now?
I reckon I'm probably about 8-9 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair shake.
But these are normally long, aren't they? They're only about 20 hours or something.
Yeah, the first Ox... But I got through the first Oxiders, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, the difficulty curve never ramped up. And I think War is a better character. Like, Death is a bit of a knob. And the levels were more interesting. Like, this is just stone walls all the time. And then you go into an open area, and it's just... It just is open. There's nothing around. There's nothing there in these open areas. And there are some good moments where, you know, you land on this dragon beast, and then basically that's the next open area, this whole dragon flying in the sky. It's that huge. But once you're on it, you're on it. You don't really notice anything. You know, like, it's nothing's majorly different about it. It's just the concept, the idea about it is pretty cool. Anyway, it's the game. I say miss it. If you didn't enjoy Darksiders, this isn't going to change. If you was like me with Darksiders 1, like, well, it was a decent enough game, then just give it a miss, because it really is boring. I just find Darksiders 2 boring. And there's a big kind of defense with this game. I was looking at a few reviews after my bit of my rage. And there's like, oh, Darksiders 2 is an amazing game. People can't handle it. And all that. Like, fuck off. Like, who do you think you are? Just, like, you know, you can't tell me what I think about it. Like, 13 hours. That's how many hours I've logged into the game. 13. And I'm just, you know, that's enough. I can't do any more than that. Like, I'm struggling as it is. And it's every time I go through it, I just think, no. There's one boss, right? To get to him, I had to get 3 stones. And it was just, like, the most... The character in the game, Skull, just went, yeah... Not in like this, but he just went, yeah, to fight that boss, you need to get 3 stones that are really far away from each other. Deal with it. Hashtag. And what I'm doing is I'm killing these 3 souls. All right? And the first one was a pain in the ass to kill, and I almost give up on that one. And this, that's what I'm going towards, like that level 10. And apparently this soul is at level 10. Like, you're fucking kidding me. Like, this is the second one. I'm not doing this. So the game sucks. I do not like Dark Souls.
Send it back.
I'm sending it back. It's very hard for me to send a game back that I haven't finished. It is really painful. But, you know, I'm 27 now, Skull.
There's better things to do.
I don't have time for this shit. I'm not 15 anymore. Yeah, you know, in all seriousness, though, you're a bit more tied up than I am. You've got kids. And, you know, like a family to look after.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't. But still, my time's pressure. You know, your gaming time's precious as an adult. I think adults in general don't. If you work and you've, you know, you got a social life, that's what I'm saying. Your time is sacred to you. So if you got some spare hours to play gaming, you don't want to be smashing it to the war. It's just, it's frustrating me. But anyway, Darksiders 2, you have beaten me. Fuck you. It got me, Skull. It got me.
Well, you might not get another one by the looks of it. But we'll see.
No, and I said this before. I was like, you know what? If THQ was selling that franchise and I'd just finished, or I'd just been playing Darksiders 2, it's like, you can keep your fucking franchise. Because remember when it was all, everything was going for sale, and it was like, nobody's picked up Darksiders. I'm not surprised. The game is boring. No one's finished it. Right, anyway, that's me. Is there anything else from you, Rich?
No, that's it for me.
I played Halo Wars as usual. Still awesome. Okay. I will do the whatever the fuck Greg does next feature. Yeah, Games of the Week is the feature. I forgot the name of it. On the Wii U this week, Injustice Gods Among Us, which is apparently $60. Also, oh, on the Wii, on that other console, Pandora's Tower, which is $40. On the WiiWare Virtual Console, nothing, blah, blah, blah. 3DS, Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins is out. And some other game that I can't pronounce the name of, so we'll move on. PS3, Injustice Gods Among Us again is coming out. On the PlayStation Network, we've got Snowpug Ghost Warrior, Injustice, Mad Dog 2, RPG Maker 3, Dragon Fight. What the hell's going on? I don't know any of these games. Mad Dog 2, The Lost Gold. Let me know if it's any good. Probably not. You watch Game School, that'd be awesome.
That's where you have to go looking around for the underage drinking, the people's favourite 2020 drink.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, The Lost Gold, Mad Dog 2020. That's the one.
Right, on the Xbox 360, same, pretty much, Injustice, Gods Among Us. On Xbox, God Mode, and Sacred Citadel. Have you heard any of those?
No. Of course I have.
Probably one of the biggest things, you know, Injustice is a big release, I suppose. Some people like the DC stuff, but one of the biggest releases is the DLC for Call of Duty Blops 2. Dishonored also has some DLC, which is also out on the PS3, I forgot to mention. So some Dishonored is... Did you play Dishonored to school?
Yes, I did, yes.
Would you get this?
Over the other one, yeah, because I think the last DLC they did was like challenge type mode. I think this one's standalone.
Alright.
So it might be interesting.
Interesting. Yes, there are some deals of the week on Xbox Live. A few good deals here. But I think it's all kind of... I don't know what the theme is. Whatever. There's some sort of theme. Gotham City Impostors is half price, 600 Microsoft points. I Am Alive, that game that no one liked, 480 Microsoft points. Lara Croft Guardian of Light, 600 Microsoft points. That's still worth it. If you haven't played that, that is awesome. Journey to Wars Evolved 2, 200 Microsoft points.
Oh, that's
so
must
get
buy.
It. If you haven't got it, get it. And if you don't like it, then just jump.
If we was doing Quiz of the Week and the person won it and also got the bonus question,
yeah, you could buy
I
that.
Would say you've got to buy that, yeah. with that then point.
Hell Yeah is on the sale. That came out recently as well, didn't it? Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit.
Yeah.
Remember, that's quite a recent game. Original release September 2012, so not that far away. Bionic Commando Rearmed, 320 Microsoft points. Bionic Commando Rearmed 2, 480. And Black Knight Sword, I don't know what that is, but it's 400 Microsoft points. But it came out December 12th of last year, and sounds shit. Anyway, what else is coming out? It's just the games on demand. No one cares about those. PC, yep, you got the DLC for Dishonored. Endor Masters of Broken World, fine. God Mode, Lemulana, Papa Yo's out. Sacred Citadel, Victoria 2, A Heart of Darkness, all out on the PC. And that's it. That's your new releases of the week. Now, because Greg isn't here, he's off at some fetish bonding thing in Vegas. We're going to be a little bit lazy and not really do anything to do with news on the show. But, I mean, what, like, Batman
Arkham,
is there any news that you really want to talk about? Like, all I can think of is Batman Arkham Origins got announced. But I think we talked about that last week.
There's not much else, is there?
Was that your review noise?
Somebody built a console that had every single console in the world in it, up until now.
Did they?
Yeah. But I just thought it looked a bit tin pot. And yeah, but well done, whoever did that. That was great.
Time well spent.
Yeah.
There's also the news of, what was it? Where, oh yeah, the, you know, the Ouya thing?
Oh yeah.
Apparently it's shit.
Oh, Ouya.
People who kind of funded it on Kickstarter have been given kind of like sent, not finished versions, I think it's like dev versions, like early versions of the Ouya, and they're not impressed. And then the company says, oh yeah, but they're not finished. But they still sent them out. Yeah. Brilliant. Other news, Respawn Entertainment trademarks Titan. So we haven't heard anything from Respawn, but they've just trademarked Titan. But it doesn't. Don't you think it's a bit late to start trademarking things? Don't you think, you know, they if they've been working on something for 2 years, probably would have trademarked it a while ago. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Other news. I can't think of anything. Can you?
No, not really.
Sorry, Greg. Killing your show, mate. He's probably listening to this seething away.
No, I've not. It's been a bit quiet. There's not been any controversy. It would have been good last week, you know, when we had all this stuff going off with Microsoft.
Well, that's still going on, isn't it? You know, people are still going on, always on. That guy from Microsoft, he got the sack, didn't he?
Well, no, he resigned.
No. Got the fucking sack. They said to him, you leave now, we'll make this easy for you. Which is a sack. Yeah, so that's it, really.
Yeah.
Based on the rumours, Skull, do you think Microsoft will do an always online console? Yes or no?
No, I think it's more to do with the media stuff. But we'll see. That, I mean, that whole thing developed as well over the week. But May 21st, come on, let's just wait.
Wait it out.
I've been talking about this on Twitter and stuff with different people, and I'm still the same as I am. I'm not going to pop for any of these until at least next year. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about it. And you think, from a developer's point of view, the games are going to still come out for another year for the Xbox and PS3.
Yeah.
Because so many people, this has been the longest console generation we've had, which means so many people have got these consoles in their houses. You know? They made Madden games for the PS2 for years. So, just because people had PS2s.
Yeah.
In their house.
That base, the base that they've got, whether you be Sony or Microsoft, there's going to be a transitional period. You can't afford to lose them sales, so you've got to do both.
I reckon it's going to be a year before we see like decent games popping up on the Xbox and PS4.
Yeah,
because you know that's what Gears happened. That's when Gears happened. That's in 2006. Gears came out for the Xbox in 2007. Uncharted came out for the PS3 because, you know, it just takes a bit of time for these consoles. They've had them for about a year already, probably. And they just need a bit of time to get some games out.
I've got a question for you then, Mark.
Yo.
Since we're not doing a quiz and you've just asked me a question. So the rumour is May 21st is going to be a Microsoft announcement.
Yeah.
Which everybody's, like, excited to see. Do you expect, within a month of that announcement, do you expect Activision to be rolling out a presentation to show a new engine for Call of Duty? Or do you think they'll just ride it out for this year on the old engine and potentially just porting over an Xbox 360 game to the new platform?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just thinking about what happened with Call of Duty 2, where Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox 360 was prettier, but it wasn't what you call next gen, I don't think.
Mm.
So I think they might go down that route where the next Call of Duty will come out. I think it's like there's rumours of it having the word ghost in it or something. And it'll look pretty good. And it won't be like the next gen. It won't have a, like, it'll look pretty, but it'll pretty much be the same game. And there'll be a port of it on the 360.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they'll do a dual release. They can't really do a sole release for the new consoles. I just don't feel they can. Because from their point of view, they sell probably about 8 million, 9 million in the first month or two when a Call of Duty comes out. So if they don't do that and then release it on the new console, they won't get 8 or 9 million sales, will they?
Is it what? If they don't do it on the...
If they don't release it on the 360 or PS4...
Oh, there's no way they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't make as much money. They just wouldn't make as much money.
No, they wouldn't do that. No. It's just whether or not...
The risk involved. Like, what if one of the consoles... You know, they sell about 8 or 9 million across both consoles, but what if one of the consoles don't sell as well? Then they're only selling to one console, and how well does that sell? It just doesn't make as much money. So I think it'll be a dual release. It'll be pretty on the new consoles, but it won't be a drastic change in kind of how the game plays. And then maybe in a year or two, we'll get like a proper new engine.
Mm-hmm.
New engine, all bells and whistles, Call of Duty.
So do you think in that transitional period, that would leave open? I think the FPS market's going to be wide open for the next couple of years. There is a chance because you've got. Let's think about it. We've got the Bungie. The Bungie is coming out one. So they've got all their engine and everything sorted.
Yeah.
You've got DICE riding high on their engine, which they know they can perform.
Well, they've kind of announced their plan. Look, is Battlefield 4 coming out for the PS3 and 360 still?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's a dual release,
I think,
right?
So, yeah.
That's the same plan, I reckon.
Yeah, and then you're going to have Respawn, whatever they do.
They've got to be next gen.
Yeah.
They've got to be.
So like I say, it's going to be quite interesting for...
Respawn can afford to do it next gen. Because it'll be their first game. Why, look, for their first game, for their company, and like the background of that company as well, there's going to be a lot of eyes on it. Why release a game on this 7-year-old tech? You know, why don't they just... They start off with the new generation, and then people associate them with the new, fresh generation, the new game, the game that people need to be playing, the game that people, you know, they don't want to release one on the old generation. They won't. Yep. And I think, you know, I think it was good how Bungie left this generation with Halo. Their last game still was a Halo game, even though we don't really think Halo anymore when we think Bungie. You know, it's all Destiny now. But they just, new generation, new franchise, fresh start. And I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Anyway, so to answer your question, no. I don't think Activision will present a new tech engine presentation.
No.
Or if they do, it won't be very next-gen-y. It'll be just, look prettier, I suppose. Right. On to the community stuff. Right. Usually what comes up now is the community mailbag, Primrose.
Yes, it is.
Usually. Yeah. And we don't want to read it last week's question of the week or anything stupid like that, because that'd be dumb. But you know, because Greg isn't here, you know, we've already talked about Always On and stuff. We're about 50 minutes in this show.
Yeah, that's not bad going.
It's not bad going. We did all right. We got a few emails yet. So next week's question of the week, we're going to skip it this week because I haven't got time for such things. Next week's question is, this feels like a Christmas episode, or the best of episode, where just a couple of the cast come back, Primrose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just reminisce over things. Next week's question of the week is name a game that reminds you of an Overseas Connection host. Is that really it?
Yeah.
Is that you again, Skull? That seems like a Skulldugger question.
I think we need a stupid question. We've been doing a lot of serious eyebrow stuff for but, the
more serious ones are coming, aren't they?
Yeah. There'll be lots more serious stuff
What
coming.
Do you think of E3? Blah, blah, blah. All right, fine. So name a game that reminds you of an Overseas Connection host, whether it be, you know, just a character in the game that reminds you of a host, or you listen to the show and they said something and all you can think about is the stupid thing that they said and not the actual game. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, my example would be Eric Piotrowski, Duke Scarf, Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Just natural.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Journey, Stuart Fowler.
Yeah.
Because it's weird and shit and Stu likes that kind of stuff.
There you go.
I don't know if it's shit. I've never played it, but it's weird. So that's next week's question. And we'll tell you how to send it in. I'm sure you know if you're a regular listener. We do have emails, though. We do have emails. And I'm just wondering what Greg said in his email, because Greg has emailed us. But anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Greg's listening to this now, thinking, just shaking his head with his hand in his on his face. Skull.
Yeah. Just honey, not... honey, we're not going on vacation next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Cindy, we can never leave the show ever again. We got an email from Dave Sinclair. Or Sinclair from the forum. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, chaps. So you get your new Xbox or PS4, which you've spent £500 to play on, the latest games, and you pop in a game from 2007. Why? I think he's answering a question that we didn't ask, or maybe Greg asked, or you asked on Twitter or something.
How important is backwards compatibility?
Was that last week's question?
That would be probably last week's question.
Well, we didn't get a lot of responses. Fucking hell, it's a mess. Brilliant. It's going really well.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, carry on.
I'm going to try and find... Is there a fucking thread with last week's question of the week?
No, it's not. I've just looked.
There's not one?
No. If you go on the podcast feedback, the last question that's up there... is
prequels yay or nay?
Prequels or yay or nay?
All right, fine. So we did have a question of the week last week, but Greg, I'll blame it on Greg, didn't put it up in the forums because he was too busy gambling away. So
and neither did Chris either.
Yeah.
Chris, you know what? You take a week off. Come on.
They know I won't do it. You know?
They know that I'm always latched onto Twitter.
Yeah. So anyway, Dave, thank you so much for paying attention. We did have a question. Maybe we'll, I don't know. I don't know what Greg's going to do. Maybe he's going to reiterate this question or something.
I don't know. But all I'm saying is Dave Sinclair is definitely our listener of the week.
He is, yeah. Isn't well it? Done, Dave. And you got a wicked last name as well.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like the fact that we completely fucked up the show because now Greg doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know... whether to reuse this question of the week because we messed it up, or I've already read out the next week's question, so there's going to be confused people. It's all going to be a big mess, and he's going to have to deal with it, which is great.
And what I'll do is, for the next week or so, listeners, right, I'll just keep spamming Twitter with the question that
either one, just both ones.
And then it'll just be really confused. It'll be fucking
next week's show is going to be like 4 hours long.
Yeah. And we won't turn up.
And we won't turn up. Dave Sinclair. Thank you so much, Dave. So he's talking about the you know, why would you spend £500 on the latest console and then put a game in from 2007? He goes on to say, personally, I don't have a problem with not being able to play my old games on my new console, as I don't have many games I feel I need to play again for this generation. When the new console comes out, I will be selling my old Xbox to fund it with all my new games. But wait, what about Minecraft? I must be able to play it on the new Xbox, or am I starting a war with Microsoft? From Dave Sinclair. Boom.
There'll be a deal done for that, I'm sure.
There'll be a next-gen Minecraft, surely.
Yes.
So, Greg's emailed the show.
Oh, have I got this one?
I don't care. I'll read it if you want. I don't mind.
Nah, I'll do it. Because right. I always cock it up. That will make him even madder.
Yeah. So you can stumble on it.
Yeah, I always stumble. Lots of hers. Oh, he's put hers in here.
Yeah, I can see it there. Yeah.
Oh, let's get on with that. All right. Hello, my fellow OC podcasters. As I understand, this week is going to be an all-UK podcast. Fear not, there will be no banger and mash references or tasteless jokes about former UK prime ministers. Not even a reference about textures being poor in a console versus a PC version. No, this email will be 100% purely about games. Right, okay. I told you he was going to a fetish convention.
Why is gays fetish?
Well, it can be, if you want. I'm sure there's people with fetishes. And as I just said, last I heard, he was getting spanked with a paddle by a German businessman. So there you go. Anyway, so I'm nearing the end of Bioshock Infinite.
Yep.
Playing on hard. Got to say, it's a punishing but quite satisfying difficulty. I will also add, you are all wrong. Changing the control scheme to marksman setup makes the controls 100% better. Vigors are used with the left bumper, selected with the right bumper, and the weapon select on the Y button. The iron sights, thankfully, are on the left trigger. Screw your it's meant not to be played with iron sights. This is the proper way to play. I'll say not.
Oh, shut up, Greg.
Yeah, shut up, Greg.
Just change the controls and just deal with it.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Speaking of Bioshock, it's good, but it's still not 100% being better than Tomb Raider so far.
Bloody hell.
Has he finished it yet? Is he? I thought we went over this last week.
It all depends. It comes down to kind of what you want out of your games. Like, and I don't... Greg doesn't like... Well, not that he doesn't like it, but he hasn't got any interest in Portal 2. So, a story for Greg... A good story in a game for Greg is different to a good story in a game for people with good taste.
Yeah.
Now, I jest, right? But, like, you know, his story...
I won't jest it.
I think he kind of likes the popcorn type adventure story, whereas these aren't easy stories, are they? But, you know, Bioshock isn't like an easy story to wrap your head. It's interesting. And it's great, but it's not an easy, like, just sit back and relax and understand what's going on story.
Is Greg Light Lost?
I don't know.
I think after
the third season, I think he went off it. That might be
Because I keep listening to conversations about people talking about Bioshock and the few, you know, because you build up an idea of what people like because they talk about the television and the movies they like on podcasts. I think you get an idea from that as well. But anyway.
Well, everybody likes Breaking Bad. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, my wife don't. Bizarre, isn't it? Weird.
There's a divorce coming.
Yeah. Anyway, the story's excellent.
He's talking about Tomb Raider.
No, he's on about...
Oh, he's talking about Bioshock, sorry.
Bioshock, this is.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, story's excellent with some good twists, but I actually don't find the actual gameplay itself to be that satisfying.
Oh, maybe that's it then. Maybe it's the gameplay. Like, he just enjoys the gameplay better in Tomb Raider.
Yeah. I'm just blaming the fact that he's got it on hard. It's pretty standard Bioshock gameplay, which, being honest, bored me a bit in the first two games, which I will say Skyhooks have become much more fun as I have grown used to using them. But still, it's not a game changer. Now, I have a question for you guys to mull over. And we can carry over to the next week if you like.
Nope.
God, we've got that many fucking questions.
There's four questions there, isn't there? I don't know. Yeah. Right.
Have you ever played a demo that sold you on buying a game only to find out that you actually didn't enjoy the full retail game? Cheers from Las Vegas.
Interesting.
Do you want to do that now? Should we do that?
Can you think of one?
Well, we had the we talked not long ago about when have we ever been sold on a demo and gone out and got a game on the back of it, when we was talking a few weeks back about the whole results of that survey where the amount of demos resulted.
Speak for Stu on this question, because Stu Fowler didn't really like the Dead Space 3 demo, but he's playing Dead Space 3 now and he really likes it.
That demo felt a bit disjointed for me.
Because that's apparently that's like halfway in the game or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was a bit weird with the way that it cut from one bit to the next. And I don't know, it didn't seem very well.
I'd say it was a good demo. I know this isn't the question, but you know, whatever. Spec Ops was a good demo. I played that and I was like, yeah, I think I want to play this game.
Yeah.
Bioshock was a good demo. We just talk about good demos now. But I can't think of a demo that kind of sold the game on me and it was crap.
I get a lot where I'm terrible for playing a demo of an arcade game, then thinking, well, that's not a massive investment, so I'm going to pop for it. But I'm just trying to think of ones that have been disappointing. I've probably got quite a few arcade-wise that I've popped for and I've been disappointed. But have you got any?
Trying to think. Looking through previous stuff. Syndicate was one. Where I played the demo, I was quite impressed with it. And I played the game and I was just, nah, didn't like it at all. Did not like it at all. SSX was one as well. SSX was that snowboarding game.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I thought it was wicked. But just did not like the game at all.
One that wasn't a demo so much, but it was a demo, because it was a Eurogamer, Brink.
Oh, yeah. Brink, yeah.
That made me, yeah, I'm buying that, definitely.
Yeah.
And then shelled out for it. Not good.
Yeah. I think that's enough now, isn't it? Yeah, that's probably enough.
Yeah. Then he's got a PS.
Puss.
I ran into a contingent of UK gents at the hotel pool, one sporting a pair of fake shorts with a giant penis popping out the front. Now, I think that should be a pair of shorts, not fake shorts, with a fake giant penis popping out of the front. Or maybe, like I say, it's this fetish convention that he's been at.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll find out next week.
Stay tuned, kids.
Yeah. Countless small children have been scarred for life. Well done, UK. Well done. Well, you see, Greg, you're not Spanish and you're not Greek, so you wouldn't understand the mentality of your average UK holidaymaker. But this is what happens when groups of males go on holiday from the UK. So, as you would say, deal with it. Then there's a PSS.
PSS.
Yeah. Tip to those coming to Vegas or a tropical resort near you in the future. Well, there's not many tropical ones near us, but never mind. When ordering drinks at the pool and getting a half yard tall poolside punch drink with various rums, don't order doubles for your second and third drinks. You can stop at two. Trust me, for the love of God, stop at two. So there, alcohol
doesn't affect
advice.
Me. I'm teetotal and I don't really care about such things.
You could have a virgin poolside punch. There you go. That's what Mike could be having.
Boosh.
There you go. So that's it.
Yeah. All right. So something about the next week's question of the week.
Is this a new one? We've got a new one?
Yeah, should we make another one up so it just confuse more people? Events and happenings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Nothing in the world is happening ever. So, yeah. Don't even have to go to work. Friday is Friday Night Halo.
Yep.
8 p.m. Gross Mountain Time.
Yep. And on Saturday, there's a...
Sorry, there's Forza night on Friday as well.
Yeah, they like a bit of Forza as well. Saturday, there's Modern Warfare 2. Dino's put on a special night.
Mm.
So, yeah. I wouldn't mind dabbling in a bit of that. Wonder if my better off's on night shift that night. I'll have to find out.
I know. Ongoing stuff, Forza 4 Hot Lap Challenge is going on, so check out the forums for that. There's a 24/7 Minecraft server, of course, as always. You must be a member of the Gaming for the Elderly to join the Minecraft server. And then when you're a member, you have to send a friend request to G4TE Minecraft Gamertag and so on and so forth. So if you're into Minecraft and you want to play on a kind of dedicated server, but on the console, that's your best shot. Call of Duty Clan Black Ops 2 stuff going on. Ginger Ninja is the man to contact for that. Halo 4 tournament. Is this still ongoing, the Halo 4 tournament?
Yeah, playoffs have started, apparently.
Playoffs have started. XCOM tournament. You want to speak about this, Skull?
Yeah, me and Chris have spent the whole weekend trying to get in touch with each other to play, so we never got to play, unfortunately. I know that Teflon, I think it was Teflon 212 and Metric Pizza had a really close game, because I was reading the report on that one that he did, and that sounded like that was a good battle. I've got my squad ready for Chris. If he's ready. So, yeah.
Bring it on. That's what you're saying. Bring it on.
Bring it on, Chris.
Veteran gamers will be having a play date on Sunday, 6 p.m.
Yeah. What are you having? A bit of,
the Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Gears of War Judgment will be 6 p.m. Gross Mountain Time, contact Duke Scath for more details. Lousy at Gaming are having a NASCAR. I've been listening to the Lousy at Gaming podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, because British people, we know what NASCAR is, but we don't really have any involvement with it. We don't watch it. We don't play the games. But for some reason, I'm quite interested when they talk about the NASCAR thing. And I don't really like car games, but I just like the idea, you know, it's just turn left, isn't it? Pretty much NASCAR. So, yeah, it kind of makes me want to play it in a weird way. Strange. In terms of the birthdays, new member?
Yeah, birthdays is Jean Valetex, who's 47.
Wow.
Good man, yeah, older than me. Older than that man.
So he's a good man because he's older than you. He's a good man.
Yeah, anybody's
still makes
me
feel young.
Well, I've got respect for my elders. Junior, who's 19. Now,
19.
In his chummy, some respect.
What an age. 19.
Some years older.
Yeah. 19. Cool.
New members. We've got Tom the Terrible and Blood Panther. That sounds like a spandex tribute. That
sounds like a wrestling match. That like Tom the Terrible versus Blood Panther. Victories Achieved this week, for people that don't know, Victories Achieved is when you finish a game, you have to take a picture of your face, not your cock, your face, with the credits going on in the background of the game that you just finished, and send it to @g4te.com. The dot is spelled out, so it's D-O-T-C-O-M. And yeah, I think it's every month, is it? Every month they kind of renew it and pick a winner.
I don't know, because I've never won, so...
Neither have I. But some of the winners this week are Teflon 212, finished Bioshock Infinite. Very own CPM, finished Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite, get him. Greasy Fish Lips, finished Battlefield 3. Hardly Dan, finished Bioshock Infinite. John Mouse, finished Battlefield 3. Why are so many people finishing Battlefield 3? Bongo the same, finished Bioshock as well. Blue Baru finished Batman Arkham City, a game I still need to play. So, yeah, Arkham City is my backlog game of shame list. But hey, what can you do?
Far Cry 3 is as well.
Yeah, Far Cry 3 is as well. Community Spotlight, unfortunately, I don't know if it's me, but I haven't been sent. I've got access to the emails, but I haven't been sent it. But Parsnip, if you have sent it and I've just missed it, forgive me. I'm very sorry. But I'm not going to play it. I can't play a clip I haven't got, right? Jeez. Indie writer's block.
Yeah, indie writer's block. Have you got any articles that you feel the world need to hear about with regards to gaming or anything else, more or less, within reason? Yeah, then there's the Shinyverse on the forums. He can hook you up and get it up on, a web page for you. So, yeah. And
cool.
You'll become famous.
All right, closing notes. So if you want to answer the questions of the week and confuse the show even more, make Greg's job harder, email the show at ocpodcast@gmail.com. That's ocpodcast@gmail.com. Make a special effort to email this week because it would be funny to confuse Greg.
Yeah, and if you want, yeah, like you said, that'd be great. That would just bombard Greg with emails and everything, just with questions.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Yeah. Let's have a 4-hour show next week because this one's short. Yeah. I'm not turning up next week. So you can also tweet us, which is even more confusing to keep track of. But that's Skullduggers' job, so less of that. You can tweet us @OC_podcast. That is @OC_podcast in your Twitter things. We have a number that nobody calls, so I won't read it out. iTunes and YouTube reviews. This has been changed from Zoom to YouTube reviews. Yes, we do have a YouTube channel. And in fact, Greg and I recorded a kind of first look at Walking Dead Survival. Now, I suppose I better talk about this. I don't think I even talked to you about this, Skull, where I was watching some of Greg's videos on, if you type in Overseas Connection on YouTube, I'm sure you'll find them, where Greg's on his own out there, Skull.
Poor lad.
He's on his own out there. And I was watching him, and I felt like he needed, like somebody with him, so someone can take the mickey out of him and talk to him while he's trying to talk about this game. So I said it would be better if, one of us on the show came on, we can look at the footage and talk about it, and that'd be much better. And it turned out pretty well. Now, I think the Overseas Connection YouTube channel got some kind of copyright thing on it or something, because Greg put a trailer up, so he's trying to sort that out. So I don't really know where that video is, but Greg will tell you about it next week.
So we're inaccessible because we've got
it's there. It's there, but I think because Greg puts trailers up, some trailers, and he doesn't do anything with them. And I said to him, for them not to really put the kibosh on you, you should kind of do something with them, break them down. If you're gonna, don't put a trailer straight up of somebody else's work, because YouTube will just stop that. Because, that's somebody else's video that you've just rinsed and repeated. Whereas if you do something to it, put a commentary on it, change it up a bit, do something, then they tend not to kind of do anything about it. So, yeah, Greg will tell you about that next week. But I think the video turned out pretty well. Me and Greg were talking about The Walking Dead. We learned a lot of how to do this online, because it's not easy. But yeah, it's pretty good. So hopefully Greg can link off to it whatever next week. And so yeah, iTunes reviews, leave them. Blah, blah, blah. Shoutouts. I'm going to shout out Birth Salem, because he sent me a message on Xbox Live about Darksiders 2 saying, how is it? And now he knows that it's shit. And that's it from me. Shout outs from you, Rich.
I want to shout out from a few weeks back, Dave Dog, because he reached out and we had a bit of a convo about Bioshock Infinite, and we both agree that it's shit up, and I don't care what anybody else thinks.
It's just class, isn't it?
Yeah, and then
better than Tomb Raider.
I'm not going to say, because I haven't finished Tomb Raider. A lot of things to do with the games is it's down to the ending with me.
It's a weird comparison.
I love good endings.
When you think about it, it's a weird comparison, really. Yeah. It's not fair to compare them.
Just purely based on when
they've
been released.
They're just both great.
Yeah. Talking of Bioshock, I just glanced across a tweet from Alex Shaw, who's the guy I think I spoke about before. He used to Digital Cowboys podcast.
Yeah.
Very, very intelligent podcaster and broadcaster. So I like the stuff that he does. And it basically linked to something called the Bioshock Autopsy, which I thought at first was a misspelling, but it's not. And that's on their website, which is gonzoplanet.com. If you go on there, a Scottish guy by the name of Mark Ord, I believe, and he's doing a range of videos. You'll like this, I think, Mike, because it's in your neck of the woods. And it's like a documentary, and it is absolutely fantastic. And what he's done is he's broke down the first game of Bioshock with commentary over it, and you know he's put soundtrack on it as well.
You have to send me those, mate.
Mixed it really nice.
I'd be interested in seeing those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the notes, mate. So it's there if you want to just bookmark it. Down at the bottom of my shouts.
Right. Yeah. GonzoPlanet.com.
That's the one. Yeah. And it is. It's an exceptional piece of work for people that like video games. So it's well worth watching. Yeah, it's the Bioshock Autopsy. Very good. Another bit of broadcasting for the Dark Soul fans out there. The 360 Gamecast have reposted their Dark Souls special that they did a couple of years back, and I listened to it the first time around, but because that game just keeps on giving and you're obviously going into new areas all the time, I still found it fascinating because there was stuff that I'd not got to when it was on last time that I found interesting. So for the Dark Soul lovers out there, because I know there are all of them, 360 Gamecast, which is Mojo now, Mojo Interactive.
Changed their name, or
yeah, they've gone rebranded, mate. Rebranded sponsorship, all of that malarkey.
Sponsorship,
still keeping it real though. It was brilliant. The other week they were doing the actual sponsorship message, and Webby, the guy that runs everything, he went to the toilet while they were recording the advert bit,
right?
And they just ripped it to shreds. If you don't give a fuck about listening to audiobooks, then you don't need to go to Audible. Stuff along them lines, anyway. Yeah. But it was great. It was very funny.
Cool.
They've done that Dark Souls. They've put it back up again. So check that out. It's good. I'm going to put another shout out. Teflon 212. Gamox as well, just for Twitter conversations and stuff. As always, entertaining. Garnet Lee, the guy from Weekend Confirmed. I've said things against what Garnet said on Weekend Confirmed in the past, and just to show that, you know, and just take each show as it comes. He spoke up really well for the gamers, I thought, this weekend when they were debating the always-on scenario, if it was going to happen.
Somebody brought up, like, Cliffy B and, like, if you're not connected, then just don't play games, and he kicked off about that, didn't he, really?
Yeah, so...
I was driving to work, it was this morning, I was driving to work and I was listening to that, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought he did a good job. And that's it for me, I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a show.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it, and we're sorry for this complete mess. But, you know...
Oh, well,
that's what happens when...
We've got to give a final shout out to Christopher Matthew. He's just popped up online. So just a message to you, Chris. You were too late. We finished the podcast.
Too late.
Quick, stop recording. Let's go.
Yeah. Shout out to Chris and Greg as well. So this is what happens when you don't come. So you can't really give me any shit.
Yeah.
What do you expect? All right. Thanks, listeners. Thanks for listening. Make sure you email the show Confused Greg. Make sure you send Twitters and stuff and iTunes reviews. Watch out the YouTube videos and all that stuff. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Random shit. Just send us random shit.
Random shit. Yeah. Not pictures of random shit, please. I know they will. Fuck. Don't do that.
GregDeLacy@gmail.com.
That's not easy.
I know it.
So what was this week's question? So what the fuck was this question?
Oh no, let's go to podcast feedback. What's prequels, yay or nay? That's the last thing that was in there.
So we didn't do it, really?
We didn't do one.
We didn't do one.
Mike, your question of the week for this week was, will there be a new engine by Activision?
Oh, shit, where's that?
That was what I just asked you.
Ah.
We've already recorded it. I don't know. We ain't got one.
All right, I'm going to start this whole shit again.
Yeah.
Well, I was worried that we wasn't going to have an Apex, but we got a fucking gem.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.